Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right. Starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events. Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right. That's right. Cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive. Yeah. What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
damn. Our friend's an idiot.
Mm.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation of the Pop Culture News and Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, Supergirl made less than Morbius. What's the DCU gonna do now?
This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies, hate no lies. Blood, blood, blood.
Damn.
Blood, blood, blood.
That was spooky.
Okay. DCEU, DC Gunu.
Yeah.
Gun DC.
The DCGU.
The DCGU. What the DCGU gonna do now?
Yeah. It sounded like, not like a pun, but like what the DCGU you gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah. It sounds like.
Kind of like the, you know, like the, what would Jesus do?
Yeah, what?
It also had kind of the vibe of like an edgy comedian in like 2014 being like, LGBTQ.
Yes, exactly. DCGU.
My son hates me.
How many?
I have a restraining order against my wife. And supervised visitation rights to my children.
No. And by restraining order against my wife, I mean she's got one against me.
That's right. And by wife, I mean ex-wife.
Yes. Damn, he'll say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is you can't. Yeah. The woke karate have got me again.
Woke karate have come for me.
Woke karate.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude! That's $1 million idea.
Yeah.
I'm going back to either 1985 or 2017 and becoming the richest man alive.
Yeah.
Like, respect my pronouns. Are you kidding me? Fuck, somebody invest in woke karate. Yeah. Let's steal that idea from Joel Dusha. Copyright, Jackson Bailey.
I gotta stop having such good ideas on a dog shit podcast.
Yeah. Especially around thieves with no loyalty.
And an audience that doesn't care if I die poor.
Yeah, exactly.
And with an audience that'll happily back Jackson up at the drop of a dime.
Yeah. I think Jackson came up with it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Drop of a dime?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a dime and a hat? Yeah. You know?
Drop of a hat. And
who cares?
Turn of a dime.
Turn of a dime.
That feels wrong, too. Yeah.
Drop of a bridge, is that better?
Sure.
Yeah. What do you do with a dime? Anyway.
Spend it.
You turn on a dime.
You turn on a dime.
Yeah. Well, you pick a penny up, though.
That's true, dude. All day you'll have good luck.
That's right.
So they say.
Yeah.
So Supergirl, let's get to it, boys.
Yeah.
Okay, because this was, we had a bet. A little wager.
Yeah.
A little wager.
Just between friends.
I'd come back from a lovely little trip overseas to fam and a resort in Bali. I saw a very young child with some awesome spider webs shaved into the side of his head. And I was like, damn, that kid is the coolest kid in this resort.
Looks badass.
And man, what? And then it reminded me of a kid in primary school, a classmate of ours who attempted to get the Nike swoosh shaved into his head.
Swoosh.
And he did it so bad. We all just laughed. And I would say, not even heavy bullying. I would argue it was mild to weak bullying.
Yeah, I agree.
Even still, we got in a lot of trouble.
That's bullshit.
And then the next day, he came with like
a gun.
Completely. Thankfully, we live in Australia. Oh God!
Not so funny now.
Oh Jesus! Thankfully, I live in Australia. Fuck. Look, to find out that I had topped a couple of lists would not shock me.
Damn, dude. That's so funny.
By just carelessness and just apathy and not thinking.
I just love the idea of someone who's so on the edge. And they go, the Nike swoosh, okay? Then the whoosh in my hair,
yeah,
that's what's going to make things okay.
This is what's happening.
Oh, damn, dude. That looks stupid. And he goes, okay, that's it.
I'm seeing you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, man. That's it. Too bad.
And then because it wasn't so much there was a Nike swoosh. Because, of course, that is inherently, because, again, you're 11.
Of course.
You're 12. You what? You got to go for that. But it was because it was also a terrible job.
Had he done it himself?
I do not think so. Oh, I want to say, I'm like, worse. Either it would have been a hairdresser or maybe a like parent. Or an aunt or something like that, you know? Like a cool uncle.
The picture,
aunt that did
the visual,
it,
like, the scenario.
Yeah,
of
man. And it was both sides, dude. It was both sides.
Somebody being like, Mom, you got to do the Nike swoosh in my hair. That's a thing you might experience when your little boy grows up.
So.
He goes, Dad, you gotta give me the Nike swoosh. You gotta
and,
be-
and I say, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Get in the chair, buddy.
This is gonna be a learning experience. You're gonna get to have someone's name on the top of a list.
The
dream.
But anyway, so you saw this kid in Bali.
And then I was like, damn, that's a very funny haircut.
Yeah.
And this is the time we were making Atlanta. This is pre-wheel.
Pre-wheel.
Pre-wheel. We're making
Atlanta.
Wait, we're making Atlantish claims back in the day.
I believe that this may have even been kind of a motivator. Actually, or maybe this was. I can't remember if the wheel had been discussed privately.
I don't think so.
Because it's almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Over a year ago.
I think this was truly pre-wheel, but you're right, it did sow the seeds for the wheel. Where we were like, if stuff like this is going to keep happening.
The classic sowing, and now now that I've got drink poison lined up on the wheel four times in a row.
Yeah, it's guaranteed that at least one of us, one of the Joels, is going to drink poison. Yeah. Really should figure out what that is.
Yeah.
My suggestion is,
floor cleaner.
Okay.
Bleach.
Okay. I was thinking maybe like, all right, we'll do a shot of tequila followed by a shot of vodka followed by a shot of whiskey.
Damn. If somehow I have to do an episode where both of you are out of your mind, that's going to be the most annoying episode of my life,
dude.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. No chases.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm going to speak.
Yeah.
Well, what do you reckon will get you? To me, it's
tequila.
Vodka.
No, tequila for sure.
Nah.
I love tequila.
Yeah, dude. But, like, here's the
tequila
thing.
Tequila at 11 a.m.
Not even that.
Yeah.
My body has known alcohol at stupid times.
Yeah.
It's more the, it's known tequila. They went from friends to lovers to bitter enemies.
I see.
Oh, yeah. I did that, but then we went back to lovers again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, maybe this will get me back.
It was a brief enemy. I don't think it was enemy. It was more like a sub-dom relationship.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like, she was stepping on me, and I'm like, thank you, tequila.
Yes, please.
Please, more.
Tequila, this rocks. Thank you.
Thank you. Smushing my balls.
And she spat in my mouth, and I was like, thank you, tequila.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah,
about
so
alcohol poisoning. Anyway, go on.
In the sort of sowing era, before we all began reaping, and I'll say I've reaped my fair share, boys.
Yeah, it's good. And you, this has come up recently a lot. Where you go, I keep losing all my bets, and you guys don't. Yeah, because we think.
Yeah.
I'm still making out here, making wages.
Yeah, I know,
again,
I know.
Drink poison is all, it's lined up.
You're going to drink poison.
And it'll be exciting.
And damn it is going to read War and Peace.
Exactly.
After me.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
Again, even yesterday when you're like, you're like, I've accepted this with a Buddha-like calm.
Yeah.
You were still bitching and moaning and how we tricked you into this.
Yeah.
Which this one was not a trick.
I thought maybe I could get away with saying you tricked me into it because you've done that in the past. And you're foolish men. So I thought maybe you would just believe what I said. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, fabulous comic, and there's a film coming out. How exciting.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And in the comic, a pivotal character, sort of integral, I would say, in some degree.
Yeah, part of the reason why the comic book is good.
Yeah, is Comet the Horse.
Yeah.
And so I said, in retrospect, foolishly.
Lock it in.
There's no way. I said, hey, damn, in the Superman movie, there's a lot of attention focused on that dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they like having a little funny animal. Mm-hmm. Okay, they can put in promotional material. So they're gonna go for a horse. Mm. And you haven't said, I don't think so.
Yeah, I put my little thinking hat on.
Yeah,
and I went, that's stupid. They already have. We all got promo stuff for it. We know the dog's gonna be in there. They're not gonna like then go and shoehorn a horse in. Also, Lobo has been announced, mm-hmm. and Lobo offered. I don't know much about him, but he got a motorbike. This was also wrong.
Yeah,
but I was like, he got a motorbike. So if they're gonna do the thing with Come with the Horse, they've already got like a guy with a fast thing that's probably easier maybe to look like decent on the big screen.
And I said,
surely
no, that,
they'll just do that instead.
That scene where Supergirl is riding her horse, you know, across the galaxy, it's beautiful. That would look amazing on the cinema screen. They'll definitely do that.
And I said, that'd probably look amazing also on a motorbike, and instead of like, you know, the same visuals, but they'll make it metal as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in the end, no. Okay. And so we said, well, whoever's right, or whoever's wrong, rather, has to shave spider webs into their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you've seen Supergirl, listeners, but at no point does the horse turn up. And you might be looking at my head right now if you're watching this on YouTube. And
which you should be. If you, okay, you can listen first if you're listening, but you gotta, for this, you're gonna need to head to YouTube. Or at least at Plumbing Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll probably be posting, we'll definitely be posting.
we'll probably do it.
We'll probably do something.
Well, because yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I went to the hairdresser,
mm-hmm.
and I got spiderweb shaved into my hair. And you can watch that at Plumbing Pod on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But jump to the YouTube video of this episode, and because you might be looking at my hair and going, I don't see any fucking spiderweb.
this guy's a fucking liar.
This piece of shit.
He's lying
out of his teeth.
Wonderful hairdresser, Ebony. She really did like, she did you the opposite of doing you dirty. She did you a solid.
Yeah, she did me clean.
She did you clean, yeah, man.
Because, so, if you'll allow me, dear sweet viewer, I have spiderweb on this side.
That looks way more hectic than yesterday. I don't know how.
And then I have spiderweb on this side.
That's awesome. On the funniest part. So the spiderweb, as you can see, mostly obscured.
Yeah.
But because of the way, and like, again, she did me clean in that I can't hide it, but it has given me a crazy haircut where I have these like flaps of hair going over the top of the shaved side bit.
But it looks good. Like, you look fine. Like, you once again.
I lucked out.
Yeah.
I lucked out. It could have been way worse.
You've come out of this smelling like roses.
It could have been way worse. You know, I got two weddings coming up. Okay, so I was kind of shooting I was going to be like, I'm probably, the spider web's going to grow out by the time the wedding rolls around.
Yeah.
Like, it won't look good because it'll be like patchy because of where it's like been shaved and where it hasn't. But it'll at least have grown out, and maybe I can trim myself or I can go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor and be like, brother, please.
Help, put me down. I keep losing bets.
Sick in the head.
Okay. But with this, I could go tomorrow to a wedding and no one would know. I just would have to, at no point, run my hand through my hair to reveal my spider web.
You can do it subtly and everyone's just like, oh, you've just got like, maybe an undercut. As long as you don't reveal too much of it.
As long as I don't go,
X-Men?
Yeah.
That's not what I meant to do.
And everyone goes,
did you mean to get an X? Because I got to tell you something.
Did you make a bet that you know theme songs? Because you haven't learned a lesson.
Fuck. God damn. Anyway, but that, thank God, as far as I can tell, is the last intense bet that I have on the wheel. For the next, I got Dunce Month.
Yeah.
I know. But other than that, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I've lost $50 cash on the beast thing.
Yeah.
But
straight away.
Straight away, instant loss. Okay. That's like, how much money, potential money, have I lost?
300.
Over 300 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
And we've made $150. Well,
yeah. No, if we think of it like that, definitely.
Yeah.
Now,
should go buy myself a treat.
Now, while we're doing housekeeping. Okay, now while we're doing housekeeping.
Yes.
I don't know if this was posted at Plumbing Pod on Instagram, so Dusha, maybe you could check.
Okay.
Because you told us yesterday that it was recently revealed that the Sony Spider-Man, the Spider-Man universe, is not going ahead.
Yeah, they've recently said, we got no plans to do that.
Now, that was my prediction.
To a shock of no one.
Okay, that was my prediction. And thank God that's not the case, because I was going to go mustache mode and to have webs and a mustache.
It'd be so funny if $50 is what we both somehow rolled. And then you're like so smug and you're like, wait, what?
So I just want to know, because I don't remember. And also, we got to litigate this.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have to re-listen to the episode, or you dear sweet listeners can do that for us and listen back to the episode where we make those predictions. First wheel spins of the wheel era. But
how will Sony shit the bed this time is the...
Is the episode?
Yeah.
Because you... Because
I was like, now this is... There's a lot hanging on a two-letter word.
Yeah.
So it's like, if they go ahead with it. Yes. I don't know if I said that.
I don't know if there's that caveat.
I don't know if there's a caveat.
If there's the caveat, you're in the clear.
So I was like, they would do the Green Goblin would be on the slate.
Exactly. And I forget what Dusha's prediction was.
Mine was probably like, I'm just an awesome fucking guy. I'm just a fucking awesome guy. And
I guess he's lost.
I'm going to the movies.
That is what your prediction would be.
I'm just fucking cool.
I'm just fucking awesome. So I'm going to go to this movie, and it's either going to be good, and I'm going to say it's good, or it's going to be bad, and I'm going to hate it.
That sounds about right.
That checks out to me.
Yeah,
but I don't know, because again, this was the first wheel spin, so I don't know if we put. Because hey, if you want to keep track of the wheel spins, again at Plumbing Pod, they are posted, and then when somebody loses, it goes up there as well. So if you want to follow us there,
That was like still lining out the kinks. Exactly. We're still kind of. I do like going head to head in a wheel.
Going head to head is great.
That's good, because that means someone's guaranteed to drink poison.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's the scariest way to do it.
It's a good way of doing it. I like it. I'm a big fan.
So we didn't post it, but I'm gonna use. I'm just gonna quickly jump into the transcript mines because I should be able to
find it. Hacker mode, yeah.
He's going hacker
Joel
mode.
Joel Dusha hacker.
He's
man.
Going to like the Apple auto translate. Then they go like
translate from dumb guy into English.
Yeah. And then the Apple's like,
I don't know. I think these guys
can't help you with this one.
Could say nothing.
I wish
that one guy could at least say his name right. And I'm like, shut up.
Leave me alone.
I've been up since 4 because of my wretched asshole child.
Yeah, you got a bad son.
Yeah.
It's good because he's going to turn 2 soon, and that's famously the chill time.
He's already
the terrific 2s, they call it.
That's
why
I hear. So I'm looking forward to
I got so confused when I looked at the transcript here because it starts with "What's up, gamers?" and I was like,
what's up, gamers?
No, but we're doing an ad.
It's really funny. One great thing about the spiderweb hair is because freaking everybody was in that hairdresser. The whole crew came along to watch and cheer me on. But those who weren't necessarily in the know kept asking me about Spider-Man Brand New Day, and I had to be like, no. It's not about that.
It's not about...
It's got nothing to do with Spider-Man.
It's actually about Supergirl.
It's just spider webs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Nothing to do with Brand New Day.
It's got nothing to do with Brand New Day whatsoever. I will say as well, I'm 150 pages into War and Peace, nice. Just to keep track of where I'm at on that one, too.
It's nice that you're playing with my son's...
Well, he left it here.
Little truck.
He gave it to me, actually.
Okay,
he said, Uncle Jackson,
here you go.
This, and I said... Thanks, man. That's heaps of fun to play with.
Jackson.
He's getting the Hot Wheels. I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Jackson.
What?
Oh, he's not in the clear?
Surely I'm in the clear.
He's not in the clear?
I think your bet is the opposite of what you think the bet is.
No.
You think it's going to happen, not that it's not going to happen.
No, that's not what I said.
I was like, transcripts doing your
dirty. I was like, they're not doing it.
So the moment we go see, say, another...
Transcripts never mind. Doing him dirty.
Yeah, doing him dirty, dude.
Or your illiteracy is doing him dirty. Once again, fucked by illiteracy.
Fuck, to be literate.
No, I missed a line because I was like, the moment they go, actually, you know what? We're not going to make a Sony No Spider-Man universe. That was silly. I get to shave a mustache into my face. But that's what happened. But I think we're riffing and
It's difficult to, but I remember pretty specifically being like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Because then it was like the moment they announced, this is the new one, I'm getting a mustache. Mm. Yeah.
Zammit's going to do a Craven? 4 times at the cinema by yourself.
Hell awesome.
Yeah. That's nice.
You'll have a lovely time. Yeah, dude. Damn. What? Well, I mean, I guess you'll have to do it after the UK tour. Yeah. I mean,
tickets available now.
SansWishRadio.com/events.
Yeah.
But you'll have to. But hey, when you come back, dude, jet lagged? Nipping into the cinema in October.
Exactly.
Sitting down.
Just sitting down, just kind of cinema hopping.
Because, No, dude. Don't pay for four tickets. That's crazy, dude.
Dude, what's gonna? Let's see what's gonna be out.
I think my prediction is safe because I think my prediction is Spider-Man won't be in it, but. Because I go, mine's scary.
Yeah.
Well, because we address it in the episode. I go, mine's scary because they could be like, it's in production and Spider-Man's in it. I got to watch a movie in the worst cinema in Victoria.
Oh, damn.
Funny.
Let's see what movies are coming out. You could see Matchbox the movie. Is that it four times in the cinema? You know Matchbox Cars?
Oh, sick.
Yeah, dude. It's coming out October 9th.
That's great.
That could be you, dude.
Take Johnny Baby, be like, look, Johnny Baby cars.
Yeah,
You like cars? You like Hot Wheels?
He's literally just got into Hot Wheels.
Damn, dude. That's perfect.
And he's a baby. So seeing four movies in a row, he'll be upset because it's a dark room.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
Go to the Mums and Bubs session or whatever.
Yeah, that's one out of four.
Yeah.
Digger is also coming out in October.
He loves diggers.
Yeah, dude. Does he love Tom Cruise?
Yeah, different kind of digger.
Are you excited to break this news to your wife? Sorry, honey. I have to go to work.
Off to the cinema.
Well, look, I guess, like, I think the we're just not doing the four sessions with you. We'll come to one.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll come see Matchbox the movie, dude.
Or Digger.
Sounds sick,
we'll
dude.
Go, I think the idea... What's the best one to go to? If it's four in a row.
I would love to go to four. Like, I want to see Sam at his weakest.
No, but I think it'll be like, that might wreck the movie.
Yeah. It's also good to go to, I think, one or four. He's going to the first one and then getting and then to go, like, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm thinking one for that exact
That's
reason.
Really funny. Mm-hmm. God damn, dude.
Wow.
How exciting. Well,
and I'll go back, like, outside of this episode, I'll go back to the tape and I'll,
check.
But
everything.
Also, like, if I have to go to the worst cinema in Victoria, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, dude. Mm.
I think technically, when we pulled up the list, one of the ones I used to work at is on that list.
Very funny.
Just go see my friends.
Yeah, dude.
I do that by choice sometimes.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, this is the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the wheel. As it currently stands, I think everything else is still in the cards. I don't know if Lanterns is out yet. I don't think so.
But there's rumors on. I think JD's in the clear.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be done some months for the two of us, I suspect. But that's fine.
That's all right.
Good stuff. And then it's all right. You'll be wearing silly hats and I'll be like, well, time to drink poison.
You'll be hammered out of your mind.
Or sick. Or maybe, fingers crossed, you're dead.
I imagine.
I should put get an assault trap on the wheel.
I do remember when we were first discussing the wheel, we were imagining a situation where
the wheel keeps escalating.
Well, yeah, that, but like where we're sitting here, none of us have hair. We've got tattoos on our body of each other's faces or something, and we go, I don't know if this was the right move.
Yeah.
Was this stupid?
Yeah. All bald with mustaches.
Yeah. We all kind of look like John Waters. Yeah. Did this make the show better?
I don't know.
Think so.
Yeah, I reckon.
You know, because it's still three guys bitching about movies, but they're wrecking their lives at the same time.
So, Supergirl.
Yeah.
Speaking of wrecking the movies.
Exactly.
Supergirl. It made, which is really disheartening to hear, made less than Morbius.
God, dude. It's
like more than the Marvels.
More than the Marvels. Which is also...
Yeah, that's crazy, too.
It also doesn't feel right.
Like, again, Supergirl was not great. It's not a good movie. But Millie Alcock's was good.
Oh, wait, sorry. The Marvels made $80 million more than that. Forget anything I just said.
Did Marvels make more than Morbius?
Marvels made more than Morbius.
Okay, that's okay. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
That was not a good film.
Yeah. But yeah, so Supergirl, it did not do well. And it's the second theatrical release in the DCU, the DCGU, which if I was James Gunn, I would be concerned.
Yeah, if I was working for Warner Discovery and Alice, I don't know what the current situation is, because I think the mergers went through, then didn't go through, and someone's getting sued.
Okay, so update with that. Paramount is buying Warner Brothers. If they did deal doesn't work somehow, Paramount still have to give Warner Brothers like $2.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So Warner Brothers would love for that to happen.
Yeah.
I forget what, because it was Netflix all good to go with buying Warner Discovery. Then they, Paramount was like, no.
Netflix were only buying Warner Brothers.
Oh, Warner Brothers.
Oh, okay. So, and then Paramount were like, we want everything.
And then Netflix went, well, you still owe us a lot of coin.
Yeah.
And then Warner Brothers or Paramount.
Paramount were like, we'll pay for that because we want to buy it.
Because we've got daddy's money.
Yeah.
Because they want the news.
Very funny, because it's like, we just wanted...
Yeah, like, really? Hey, if you can buy the news...
Yeah, I know, but they could have just bought the news without having... Warner?
Is it all a package deal?
I feel like that because they wanted to sell Warner Brothers. They didn't want to sell Discovery because Discovery, they can shit out trash reality TV.
Yeah, that's true.
Money. Yeah.
So I don't think because Zaslav came from Discovery. So
oh,
I think
that's
Zaslav
right.
was
yeah,
happy
yeah.
to sell just Warner Brothers.
Oh, okay.
So to get Discovery, they had to get everything.
Mm.
So that's what
I believe is what has happened.
Yeah.
And then you own
like,
the
what
news.
Do they want? To be like, oh, sweet, we have in Batman presenting the news?
Yes.
No.
Who owns which news channel?
I think CNN.
And that's owned by Discovery?
I think so.
Or is it? Because the idea of Warner Brothers having like CNN.
Warner Brothers News does feel crazy.
Yeah, no, it's just like, here's, Batman and Scooby-Doo with the Animaniacs all presenting the nightly news. That's, now, that sounds good.
That'd be awesome to watch, dude.
Yeah, no, what the fuck? Yeah, no, come on.
Hey, is Naked News still going?
Hope so.
Dude, we think about this all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And it was really depressing to find out that they had a clothed week.
Yeah, for 9/11.
For 9/11.
Yeah, at least we forget.
That bums me out.
Yeah,
dude.
When I needed
when you needed the most?
When I needed nudity the most, it wasn't there.
To see
for
a pair of milky tits or a hard cock, that would have truly softened the blow of 9/11.
I you know what? After hearing the phrase milky tits, I'm glad that they put clothes on. Jackson shouldn't be allowed to watch TV.
I'm like, milky titties. Did he mean like as in someone who is like very like white of skin or like very plump, like as in like milk laden boozies? like what's he talking about there?
I'll leave that up to the list. Once the art's out there, you know, it's up to
50% now. How do you feel about milk laden boozies as a phrase?
That feels way that okay. So that feels like a man that
I feel I've stole that phrase from Mick Malloy.
Yeah, that lines up.
Yeah. Also,
it sounds like an unwell man. Milky tits?
Milk-laden boozy.
No, I know.
Milky titties.
Yeah.
That sounds like a man that should be on lists and or in prison.
Correct.
And if anyone with tits spoke to you again after hearing that, I would be shocked.
What about anybody with a hard cock?
Yeah. Hard cock's fine.
Hard cock's one.
Okay.
I guess breast havers. Let us sound off in the comments.
Yeah, sound off
What do you feel like when someone says the phrase milky titties?
Yeah.
How does that make one feel?
Yeah. Is it good?
Did you say milky tits or titties?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I think it was tits because that makes it worse.
Yeah. Milky titties would have been better.
Yeah, but not. Like, I mean,
thought
like,
you said milky titties, but maybe just is good replacement. Because milky tits is worse. This feels worse. It feels like milky tits is a pervert phrase.
Yeah,
milky titties is it's still a pervert
that's
phrase.
Milky tits a pervert phrase, but a hard cock is not.
No, that's fine. But it's like hey, look, I know you want to be the good kind of pervert.
Yeah,
you saying hard cock. That's the hey, look. That's a good kind of pervert that you want to cultivate.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's okay.
I like milk laden boozies because it makes me imagine like a gigantic zeppelin full of breast milk, like flying through the sky.
Yeah.
Another one of the milk laden boozies going through the city skyline. Yeah.
Boozies a fun word.
Boozies. Well, that's what I called it when I was a little baby.
Yeah.
Boozy.
Boozy.
I disagree.
You're not a boozy fan?
I mean. Fan of their work, not a fan of the word.
Fan of their work? You like the milk that comes out of them.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's a miracle.
Fair enough.
Miracle
that is amazing.
Yeah,
it truly is. Like, it's crazy.
It's full of antibody. Yeah, it's crazy what they
it's
do.
It's wonderful, dude.
Regulates
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Mm. To go back to the to what we were discussing before, Jackson wrecked it by being a pervert. So
it's like, what were we discussing?
It's CNN.
That was a lecherous wink. I hope that's not picked up on the camera.
You better have captured my lecherous wink. I only do lecherous winks, dude.
Everything I do is lecherous.
Just by the very nature of being
exactly.
You.
I'm lecherous by default. I have to squash the lech down
you're learning.
To be normal. I'm learning. The thing about me is I'm like constantly learning.
That's not every true day, at all.
Every
you're,
day
you're is the man, actually,
it's bouncing off him, but he's still learning.
Okay,
he's not learning anything.
I treat every day as a new learning experience where I can grow and change and become a better person.
He does that because he's never learning anything. So every day is an opportunity to learn.
That's what I always say. You know?
Yeah.
I was going to say you're the man who learns the least that I know in life, but that's also not true.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You're up there. You're top three.
Podium finish.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd say top three.
Maybe top two.
Maybe.
Whoa, silver medal. I'll take it.
Depends on the day, but definitely top three.
Actually, no, I've just remembered you're the only person I know that's been has actually been hit by a car and then nearly hit multiple times and still practices no road safety. Mm. Could be number one, actually.
Gold medal! Bringing it home for Australia.
Nah, I still think top three. I'll take a
podium finish,
yeah,
dude.
It depends on the race.
Even if it's bronze, that's still something to be proud of.
You got definitely
proud of how bad you are at learning lessons.
Yeah, but I won.
Yeah, dude.
Not with bronze.
Or at least came third. At least came third. Yeah.
Could be a race of three.
Yeah,
could
that's true. Still bronze. Yeah.
Like, it's a relay race, but you know, the three of you, man. Champions.
Exactly, dude.
God.
So CNN is what they are going to buy, I guess. Anyway, Supergirl, on a budget of $175 million, it's closed out recently to $126 million.
So close.
Apparently they
so
spent close to $100 million on marketing, so it is.
Not close.
It's
so
only
close.
Lost about $150 million,
that's
which
rough,
is...
Dude. That's really rough.
Is almost its entire budget, yes.
Yeah. So we're getting a sequel?
Well, because what's next on DCU's slate? We have the Superman movie, the Superman sequel.
Yeah, Man of Tomorrow. Clayface this year.
Yeah.
Which is October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there's like the Superman.
Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then there's like a Batman film.
No.
But then everyone's like,
No. The things that have release dates, we've listed.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, and Lanterns, which comes out.
That's a TV show.
Honestly, Lanterns could be out now, and I just don't know.
Yeah, it feels like that kind of show.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm like, oh, yeah, they're up to the season for now.
Hey, we got Wheel stuff on that, too.
Absolutely. Well, that's Dunce Month.
Yeah.
So they've got
Fuck, it comes out this week.
Jesus. Whoa!
Which means when you're hearing this last week.
Yeah. So for a theatrical release, there's just the two films that have been announced. Because I know they've done, like, well, I think they've announced, or they maybe is a rumor of, like, who they want as their Batman.
Oh, really?
But then there's
casting.
Like, but then there's Pat Fleck, who is, like, still around for the...
Pat Fleck, different movie.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. But then, like, that's going to come out maybe with, like, a Batman 2.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be like, surely that's more confusing.
Absolutely.
So,
we've
got the DCEU. That's Zack Snyder's. Rest in peace. That's 2013 to 2023.
Mm-hmm.
This is the DCU. Mm-hmm. Then there's the Batman universe.
Yeah.
Mm. All different things.
Of course, I know this.
Yeah.
But the John Q cinema goer is going to be confused as hell.
But absolutely. The Batman keeps getting pushed back. The Batman part two, that is. And they go, you're filming a back-to-back with part three? And they go, no.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, when this movie comes out, is going to be, I think, 1 or 2 years younger than Ben Affleck when he first appeared as Batman, which was meant to be him as an old grizzled Batman.
Wow,
and
that's
Robert Pattinson
crazy.
Is meant to be...
Young Batman.
He's meant to be doing like his second ever mission.
Why do we reckon it's
wow, really?
Keeps getting pushed back? Do we have like any information
Pattinson
about
like,
that?
Yeah,
he's, age is like one.
Yeah, he really
man.
Does, dude.
He like when he's you see him, man. When you he's born in 1986.
Whoa. Oh, he's my age. Crazy man. I am not looking good. Wow. When you put it like that,
well,
fuck.
When you gotta compare yourself to Robert Pattinson,
wow.
I mean.
Man.
He has a kid, too.
Yeah. He's probably a better father, too. I'll make that claim.
I mean...
I'm just looking at it, and it seems like he's got a cool, chill, normal baby that's not screaming all the
damn,
time.
Damn! Wow.
Nah, Johnny Baby rocks.
Yeah, he's very great.
Damn.
He's an awesome... despite his father.
He's a chiller, dude. He is sick.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, man. It's nice to see someone living their life, same year, just leaps and bounds ahead of one.
So how old were you when Twilight came out?
Oh, I don't know. When did Twilight come out?
I don't know.
I mean, I could find out how old Robert Pattinson was when Twilight
came out.
That's what I want to know. Because, like, Robert Pattinson at that point, his career rising, and you, you know...
It was 21 when he first started filming Twilight, and turned 22 when the movie came out.
Yeah. All right, I was getting married, getting divorced.
Fuck, dude.
That's awesome. In Twilight, but before that he was in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, of course. Man. Damn, he was Cedric Diggory. Yeah.
Goblet of Fire is his first film appearance. Mm. That's crazy. Wait, no, sir. Well, he was in the movie Vanity Fair, but they deleted his scenes.
So, so Ben Affleck was like 40 when he was playing Bruce Wayne, Batman. Mm. That feels wrong.
Yeah, he feels older than...
Yeah.
But I mean, but, 2016. You
know, but I guess he also was in movies quite young.
Yeah, true.
Well, okay, so Ben Affleck is currently... So he's born in 1972, so minus the 10-year difference between...
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I think it's like... Robert Pattinson's not the same age as Ben, like, won't be the same age, but will only be like 2 or 3 years younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy to imagine that, like, because, you know... Batfleck looked more than 40.
Yes, I agree.
Which I'm guessing, I'm not, you know, it's like, well, yeah, there's makeup and stuff and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, he's like a grizzled age.
Absolutely.
You know? Whereas Pattinson.
Yeah, man.
Fresh face.
He's one of those guys, eternally youthful. Yeah.
Ben Affleck was 43 when Dawn of Justice was released and The Batman.
Bill Pattinson's great in The Odyssey.
Yeah. Good stuff. He's a good actor. I love Pattinson, dude.
I love his, because I think everyone wrote him off pretty early on after Twilight.
Yeah.
Even during Twilight. And then he went and just like did some like very interesting indie stuff and kind of...
There's a 2-year gap between Breaking Dawn Part 2 and his next movie. But the movie straight after that was The Rover, which fucking rules.
Mm-hmm.
But also he made Cosmopolis the same year that Breaking Dawn Part 2 came out. And that movie also rules. Mm-hmm. But he's... very strange.
I guess he kind of had to. I guess you go to properly break out of this mold. And I mean, like, he seems just like a weird guy in general.
Well, same thing with like Radcliffe, right?
Yeah,
they had to be like, we got to like break and do some weird shit so that we don't get typecast.
People
or, like,
compare him a lot to Radcliffe, but I honestly like Kirsten Stewart. Like, they both did exactly
true.
The same thing.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Like, at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
And also dated and Donald Trump hated it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
funny.
It's nice that he felt like at the weight of that one.
Yeah.
Pick
a lot.
The werewolf.
A lot. He kept being like Robert Pattinson because she cheated on him with the director of Snow White and the Huntsman. Yeah. And he was like, don't take her back, Robert. She's going to do it again. I'm fucking kids and I'm going to be the president.
It's crazy so that... funny. That man, about kid fucking aside.
But he's anti-cheating.
But like, you know, the multiple affairs he had.
Yeah.
I killed my wife and I buried her in my golf course as a tax write-off.
That's right. Pushed her downstairs or whatever.
He's looking out for Robert Pattinson.
She made fun of my hair plugs once and maybe I sexually assaulted or raped her. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure no one talks about that anymore.
Yeah.
Please stop talking about this.
This is satire.
Yeah.
SNL wrote that part of this episode. Yeah.
just read some court transcripts, I guess.
We should throw SNL under the bus more often.
Thank you, Saturday Night Live, for writing this episode.
Yeah. Live from New York, it's baseless speculation. Let's just say that at the beginning of every episode and we'll be covered.
That's clear. Yeah, it's classic SNL's, like, you know, famous Trump the kid rapist bit.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It's classic SNL. Chuck Law.
Chuck Law.
Men.
Come fuck kids.
Yeah.
Chuck Law.
Men. What's Dahmer and Greg up to?
I think about Dahmer and Greg all the damn time.
They would have had a crossover with something, I reckon, not that. I reckon they're probably in Big Bang Theory.
They're probably in Stuart Saves the Universe, dude.
What's like Jen Elfman up to?
Dahmer and Greg.
I feel like I'm going to find out. She was like a teenage crush of mine.
Me too, dude.
Jen Elfman. Personal life. Scientology. Awesome.
Yeah.
God damn. Men.
What about Grace
from
Will and Grace? She was beautiful. I had a crush on her as a little kid.
What else is
she doing okay?
Jen Elfman.
So.
Karen, too, to be honest.
Jack. She's married to
Will.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Well, Jack does a podcast, I think, with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Forget
Will and Grace and Jack.
Yeah. And Karen.
And yeah, we know what Karen's doing.
Oh, right.
I don't know where Will, the actor, he did I remember watching a series where he was an ad exec, and it was only like one, like, season. Yeah. I had a good time with it. It was a lot of fun, but once again, I guess no one else watched it.
Yeah, one of those classic Joel Zammit properties.
I don't know how I got there.
Yeah.
Same with one where, like, I watched with Jason Bateman was like a high school teacher at something, and it was like full on like six episodes or whatever. And it was, no one else has seen it. Why am I watching this?
What?
Let me talk about Mumford.
What streaming service do you have access to? God damn.
Grace from Will and Grace is a massive Zionist.
Ah, damn.
She was petitioning for a while for TikTok to ban the phrase "from the river to the sea."
Wow, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. But Charlie Sheen, is he okay?
Yeah, what's he up to?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Surely all his controversies are behind him.
Yeah, dude. I think he's in the clear now.
I mean, I think...
He did do a documentary recently where he's like, yeah, about pretty much every controversy. I think he's kind of like reached an age where he's like, yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I feel like a lot of the controversy, maybe I'm wrong here, kind of almost bounced off him. And a lot of it was kind of just like...
I wouldn't say
not bounced off him, but he kind of he took it with like a Buddha light.
He certainly didn't go to jail.
I'm trying to think of what all the controversies were. So now if I remembered, which is highly likely, I just remembered more like the like. So, you know, you've been like, you know, fucking men. It's like, yeah. All the time. And what about all these like prostitutes? Yeah, look, I don't pay to have sex with them. I pay to get them to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a very funny response.
What are you saying? I believe.
Oh, wait, didn't he kidnap someone?
Yeah, I think he's...
Oh, well, they not kidnap him, but, like, stopped him from leaving.
I believe he is also HIV positive and never told anyone. I'm pretty sure that's a big O.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty bad.
Pretty bad from
yeah,
all...
Yeah, maybe I'll take...
He's a 9/11 truther. He's done, he's done stuff with Scientology.
Yeah.
He has sexual abuse allegations.
Yeah.
He, obviously, like, all the stuff that we saw happen in real
time. Yeah.
Well, at least, you know... But Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra Miller's okay, right?
They're doing well, surely.
What about, and I'm really scared.
Actually, Ezra Miller has, since the release of The Flash, they've been, like, just vanished.
Just disappeared.
Yeah.
They popped
Warner
up
Brothers,
kind of...
yeah, they got the badge on the case.
Yeah.
They put him in rehab and we haven't heard a peep.
Yeah, they,
It's the, right.
Yeah, I think there was only...
Zaslav sent me, yo!
Yeah.
You coming
in
with
rehab.
Me?
In rehab.
Get in the car.
Quiet, yeah.
Yeah,
a
right.
Jason Statham type took Ezra away.
See, I imagine this was much bigger. Or either much bigger or much weedier.
Yeah, true.
It's just someone who's just usually rakish, thin, very gaunt, just...
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Zaslav has some words.
Yes, Tom Ezra. Get in the bloody car. That's kind of like almost...
Get in the bloody
like a,
car,
like
Ezra.
A fucked up... Master Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
More evil Michael
Master Bruce.
Caine.
Now.
Master Bruce. Ezra, get in your fucking car. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen has said that he was upfront about his HIV positive condition with all of his past partners. He just paid $10 million to extortionists to keep it a secret.
That's certainly... I've heard the opposite.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But I mean,
well,
who
shame
knows?
On those extortionists.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Shame on the black.
Now, you're not going to... Okay, please tell me there's nothing controversial. And you,
oh,
I'm
so
really
Charlie
scared.
Sheen's... So, yeah, I think I said this before, but I don't know if he spoke over it. He's a 9/11 truther and an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, you said.
Anti-vaxxer. Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
What about Michael Jackson?
Surely.
He's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Phew.
This movie made a Billy plus.
That's really good to hear.
And they are confirmed making Michael 2.
That's really exciting, dude.
I won't see it, but I cannot wait
Tuchel.
To hear about
Tuchel.
What the Tuchel is.
Tuchel too soon. Jamona. Okay, so obviously this means for the health of the DCU, they've basically got like three more properties.
Which is... It's so disheartening because I'm like, I really liked the
Superman.
I thought it was such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I liked James Gunn's
style.
I like all, you know, I liked his Guardians.
Yeah.
You know, all the stuff he did before the, like, you know,
Marvel
Super.
Eight. Super. What a film. Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Slither, if you saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, again, he's interesting. And, like, you know, Peacemaker was great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I liked what he, when, as he got the job for it all, it was like, oh, cool. Everything's going to be connected. So we're going to have voice actors that are the same version. And I thought that was, like, a really cool idea. And it felt very ambitious. But it feels like it's been fucked over a lot by the murkiness of other properties that existed.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know, it was already starting with negatives coming off the DCU.
Yeah.
And you're kind of hoping that, like, okay, cool. Hopefully with Superman, there's going to be this big push, or this is like, okay, cool. This is the start of it all. And then, you know, the first thing he does is like, yep, Flash, best movie ever.
Yeah.
Blue Beetles. Yeah. It's probably good. It's really good.
You should see Blue Beetle.
Well, Blue Beetle is now in Man of Tomorrow.
Sure.
Okay, same and, Blue Beetle?
Yep.
And so it does feel this kind of thing
the
of like...
The movie's not canon, but the character is, I think, is the stance they're taking.
Okay.
But also James Gunn keeps being like, don't worry about canon, which I think is the right move.
Yeah, 100%. Too.
But also, it's the right move for the... Like, as in, like, the right move for making a movie. It's the wrong move to say that to an audience that's been so ravenous for something cohesive for 20 years.
And it's so... Again, it's so... It does feel like it was the right move at the wrong time, but it also feels like the right time would have been before Snyder.
Yeah.
Or give it a big break. Like,
absolutely.
But then it's like, well, age and...
You kind of need to get into it now.
They want stuff happening at the same time. And it felt like they just, you know, why don't they, you know, they just shelved Blue Beetle.
Absolutely.
Guess.
Well, it's so weird to me with Supergirl. Mm. And like, I think we talked about this in our base reaction, but like... After Superman, which like is this kind of like hectic, almost like not kaleidoscopic, but like there's just like so much going on.
Yeah.
But it manages to like kind of wrangle that and like sort of seat you firmly in the universe so you can be like, even though it's like it's chaotic. Mm-hmm. I can just kind of accept all the stuff that's being thrown at me.
There's good world building.
Yeah. And also like there's kind of like a bit of a trust of the audience where they go, we're going to put a freaky kind of monster man that drives a ferry into the portal realm. Mm-hmm. And we're not really going to explain it or talk about it, but it's just going to be in there. And I trust the audience enough that then the audience isn't going to be like, what the fuck? Oh, this is too much. I don't understand.
That one scene where it's like, you know, that weird extra dimensional being is being taken by the Justice.
Yeah, exactly.
Justice League of America. Or whatever, the Justice League Society.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah, like the one in the background with Superman. It's like, Superman's, we're not going to...
having a bit of a sulk. And that was good, because he's like, oh yeah, it's... Stuff's
happening.
It's
so good. But then when Supergirl comes around, for some reason they go, we don't trust the audience anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't think they can handle weirdness, and we have to like kind of suck the life out of this a little bit.
Yeah.
And like ground it. And not even ground it. Like,
I mean, it's a strange thing, and I wonder if studio interference is... to blame somewhat, because like Supergirl and Superman would have had to be in production. Mm. There would have had to be like a pretty big overlap of production. Yeah. Like the movies released less than a year apart, which is also never a good thing to do, guys. Why do studios never learn this fucking lesson?
I don't know.
How did the Bone Temple do?
That's okay. How did
they're getting a sequel though? Yeah,
they keep saying they are.
It's been confirmed. Yeah,
yeah.
Bone Temple 2.
Yeah,
the Templetons.
The Two Temple.
Two Temple.
The Bone Tuple.
2 weeks later. Two Temple.
Which again, so it's a hard thing because I'm like, well, it's so good.
I love
it. Great movie. Like, these trends, like, I'm just some fuckhead with a laptop.
Yeah.
The Matrix did this, and it didn't work.
Mm,
Kill Bill did this, and it didn't work. If you release movies too close together, people... Yeah. And it happened with fucking 28 years later, especially because it's not 28 years later, too. People go, the Bone Temple, because
people genuinely thought it was just, like, a re-release of the movie.
Yeah, like, we're about to get it again, because it's like Avengers Endgame Encore. So, fair enough that people are getting confused and being
absolutely.
Like, oh, it's got the same name but a different subtitle. Yeah, that's probably not a sequel. Yeah, Put the fucking two if you're going to do that. But even when you do that, it doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, it feels,
give it a year!
Like, back before we had streaming, you'd have this big, like, the VHS DVD market.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sure, the theatrical run would only make a certain amount and potentially be considered a flop, but you'd make so much money on the back end with all those sales, either through rentals or then with people purchasing on VHS.
DVDs stuff,
and then Blu-ray, whatever. And that was, like, a huge market. And also what lent that was that, you'd have a long tail
of these movies that maybe didn't reach an audience initially, but then you've got cult classics. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you've got the, yeah, we expected that. We expected people to miss it in the cinemas, but get it on the rewatch on VHS or DVD because, like, yeah, there's limited amount of time. And then when streaming came along, that just screwed that.
Yeah, went out the
window. And then to the point now where, shit, like, oh, fuck, I want to see that at the cinemas. You know, I, as a person whose job is movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and, you know, as a young child, it's hard to find time to go to movie. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, well, I want to see that. Oh, I'll catch it when I can. Oh, it's been 2 weeks since the release date. It's out of this. Oh, it's not playing in the cinemas.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, damn.
And now it's on streaming already.
Yeah. And you go, well, okay. I don't have access to...
Oh, it'll wait. I can wait a week and it's going to go to streaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You go, wow, why would I go to the cinema?
As far back as Back to the Future 2 and 3, which were released 6 months apart, Back to the Future 3 made $100 million less.
Yeah.
One-third less.
Right?
You stupid fucks.
And so it's like, you need to build time to...
Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. Yeah, it worked there. But that was like... Harry fucking Potter, which sucks ass, yes, yeah. But it was popular.
Yeah, exactly.
And popular with children.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, based off like how many movies had come before it. And like, you know, again, it's like, not lightning in a bottle, but basically.
Well,
like,
kind
you know,
of. I mean, like, yeah. I feel like.
Or how many of the others that did the part one, part two,
I don't think it
saw
would.
Lots of success? Like Hunger Games,
I
the final
I don't,
one.
I mean, I don't know.
Did that too, right? Mockingjay part two, gross less than Mockingjay part one.
There you go. See?
Breaking
Dawn?
Breaking Dawn, I can't remember.
Because you got these, like, yeah, these ones that were a bit, you know, flash in the pan almost.
Breaking Dawn part one made $732 million. Mm. Fuck yeah. Nice, shout outs.
Dude. Shout outs.
Shout outs to Twilight.
Yeah, dude.
Mm. Breaking Dawn part two made. Okay, it made more.
Okay. Yeah.
So again, you got the couple where they was success, and that's like that's the lesson they take, not like the years and years and other stuff.
And also like it's that funny thing where you go, like, you're not.
Hey, have you ever wanted to like touch us in the flesh? Don't. But you could have the possibility in September, which is not that far from now.
Are you doing something in 3 to 4 weeks from now?
Yes, you are. You're coming to see Plumbing the Death Star perform live as part of the Plumbing the Death Star Cannot Die Tour. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you're quick enough, I guess you can touch us on the face, but we're going to be doing some of these ones.
Exactly.
We're going to be coming there and doing shows and getting up on stage and jumping around like apes.
Okay? Want to revisit a podcast you may have seen 7 years ago and see how much worse we look now, but how our content is better. Why not head to sanspensradio.com/events, buy a ticket, and we'll see you there. Mm. We'll be the guys that look like the guys you saw once before, but older. Mm. We dress better now, though, I think.
I would agree, so. I really
good
like
save,
the way you
dude.
Said
good save.
Better.
Yeah, me too.
It's really good.
It's good.
But they've
like
become
it.
Better.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
That's just me,
that.
Brother. That's how I talk now.
Like Plumbing this stuff. We're better now.
Harry Potter, and you're not Twilight, okay? Like,
I mean, yeah, like Batman, Superman, like these comic book characters, yeah, there's like a long history of them, but because it's been so convoluted and it's not a complete story,
yeah,
and often it's like, oh, we're adapting maybe a beloved thing, or it's and that adaption usually goes terrible,
yeah,
or it's like a brand new story that's not based on almost nothing people have known before. And so it's like, there's none of this like finality or there's none of this like, oh, cool, this is a complete package or complete story. And so it can be a bit of a crapshoot.
Well, and also, yeah, like, I suppose this is what you're saying, but like with Deathly Hallows and Breaking Dawn and even the Hunger Games one, whatever that is, it's like
Mockingjay.
It's like, this is the end.
Yeah.
So it feels like event cinema.
Good movie.
This is the end. Whoa! Marcus Serra is a prick in that film.
Even fucking New Moon and Eclipse released less. So Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2 were a year apart.
Yeah.
New Moon and Eclipse weren't. They were like 7.
Yeah.
Eclipse still earned less money, even though the franchise is meant to be building.
I don't know, dude.
Please, Hollywood, hire me. I'll stop calling you all pedophiles, even though I know for a fact the people that I do call pedophiles are.
Just
kidding. No, yeah, I don't actually know that for a fact.
Maybe we keep calling them pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this time to their face.
Yes, dude.
And I don't know any of this for a fact. This is all jokes written by SNL.
Once again. We just read the, you know, court transcript.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you've got any issues with anything we said, just contact SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, contact SNL. 30
Rock.
Read some
30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Exactly. Yeah. Read some court transcripts. Yeah. Maybe, just, you know, put just me. See, just look and find out maybe who got their penis bit by a 13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, I don't know, man. It's just in the transcripts.
Put me in the fucking production meetings where they go, I've got a good release date. And I go, are you an idiot? Are you stupid? Yeah.
Firstly, I want you all now, raise your hand who's a pedophile.
Yeah.
You're all fired. Secondly.
Yeah. I don't like that I'm in charge of firing
it's
people.
It's funny, you go, secondly, there's just no one left in the boardroom.
Damn it. Fuck.
I guess I'm doing it all myself. And then you're watching the movie and it's like, directed by Joel Dusha, written by Joel Dusha, casting Joel Dusha.
Yeah, this film.
Starring Joel Dusha.
And then like a couple of other guys.
Yeah. Okay.
This film,
turns
guaranteed.
Out there was a couple of good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Acting.
Yeah, it turns out, it's real hard to find the non-pedophiles in Hollywood, eh?
Yeah, dude, it's tricky. It's tricky.
It's just...
But also, like, you know, with Breaking Dawn, like that was, again, the end of a franchise, and franchises don't end anymore.
No.
So I think that's probably...
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you're right. But anyway, what's Hunger Games up to?
The prequel, it's come back. So, but at the time, when a franchise,
yeah,
you know,
it was like
it
was a big event.
You're going to go see Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2 because you go... Damn, I've been watching these since I was a little kid, and it's time to say goodbye. Like, it's huge.
Yeah, and even people that were like, oh, I didn't watch the others at the cinema, or like, you know, if we grew up watching it, and maybe some people probably grew up watching it, have their own kids who are of age to watch those things. So it's like, I remember watching the first one, so let's go and watch the last
exactly.
one. And yeah, there is that aspect, but yeah, you just don't...
But that doesn't happen anymore, so I think even if it is like
yeah, because you imagined, right, you went to see... you know, Avengers when you're a teenager, the first one. And it's like, wow, it blew my mind. And then, you know, you've gone on, you've had a kid or whatever, like, and it's like you've shown them all the Marvel stuff. And then it's like, cool, I can't wait to, it's not really ending. So, we'll go see it, maybe. But it's not, okay, so you got to know a little bit about it. But it's not really a coherent story.
Unfortunately, it doesn't feel like an event anymore. Even these big movies that are, all the guys are here.
I'm sure that there would be people that like saw Avengers right before they had a kid that are now taking their kids to Doomsday.
I mean, it's not like you're not seeing it as the final.
No.
That's what I mean.
Stuff like, stopped being must see at some point. You know,
I mean, Spider-Man has, as we covered last week, and has become even more apparent now, is going to go down in history as one of the biggest movies in human history.
That's crazy. I mean, it was good, but like...
Yeah, like...
That's what I mean. It's like, it's really good. I had a good time with it, but it's really strange
that it's this movie, because like when you look at the other ones, it's like, okay, Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive. Like that's like a culmination of...
That one could have been like, this is the end of that era.
Yeah. Avatar, brand new technology. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a throwback to like...
Yeah.
And then... So Avatar highest grossing, then Endgame, then Way of Water, which kind of makes sense because that's also like, hey, the sequel to the biggest movie ever.
And not released a year later, you say?
No, released 12 years later.
Yeah.
Some say, they waited too long. But then when they released them closer together, still made $1.5 billion, but they're not happy with that.
Yeah. They wanted more.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Motherfuckers. I just to get me in a boardroom and they go, we're going to release the next 6 months apart. I'm like, why don't you just fucking put the money you've got for marketing, just shove it up your ass. There's no point marketing this film if you're going to do that.
Why don't we just do like, hey, 18 months. What if we do that? Just what if we do that? I would say a bit longer.
Strike while you're just going to fucking...
And what was
strike
the gap
the
between...
Strike the iron's hot is not what they... What
strike
just,
all the iron's... Yeah, well...
The iron's cooling and then you can heat it up again.
Because it's not like a... It's like a weekly series or a comic book, it's so fucking stupid that
they're rushing the production of movies yet with TV seasons where they do need to strike while the iron's hot. They're like, let's sit on this for 3 years and see what happens.
Now that I think about it, it's like they do need to just flip those.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can wait for a movie, but a TV series you want to be like
some
cool.
consistency. Because that's the whole fucking thing. Movies, events, TV shows, consistency.
Yeah.
It's always been like that. And it doesn't matter if streaming goes, we've figured it out. You haven't.
How many billions of minutes are we watching now?
How many shows have you fucking canceled due to lack of interest?
Yeah.
How many movies look like dog shit and you just get piled on?
And it's like, it's not even
Sarandos.
Yeah. It's not even like, it's even just the, it's not even, oh, we, yeah, people lost interest. So it's, we, yeah, not going ahead with another season. But it's also like, yeah, we, canceled the season two before we've even finished season one.
Yeah.
And, gave no marketing.
Yeah. Because, you don't know about the show and you're not going to watch it anyway because like, it's not going anywhere.
Granted, this is anecdotal and I'm not you know, looking at any of these stuff. But granted, it's very anecdotal. But I remember it was like, I think it was Chaos. That was a Netflix series, which was...
It probably cost money to make, so therefore they didn't want to market it.
Because
they just want to fill their streaming service with shit.
But like, apparently it was pretty decent. People were like, oh, I liked watching it. I think I saw one episode.
Yeah.
When people heard about it was when it was cancelled.
Yeah.
And then, like, again, very anecdotal, but reading, like, the threads and reading the comments and people, like, talking about it, it was like, oh, well, I'm not going to watch it now.
Yeah, of course.
Because we're also in this culture where people have their, like, binge shows. They have, like, I want to know that they have, like, four seasons or, like, six seasons or whatever. Or, like, six seasons of a movie.
Yeah.
Reference.
Oh, nice.
before I even get committed to watching this thing.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because otherwise it's a risk, so why do that?
You
have this weird thing of, like, with the consumers being like, oh, this sounds cool and what I'm into, but I'm going to wait until it's at least confirmed that it has an ending?
Yeah, I think
so. I'm wondering if that's the issue, because, like, oh, if it ends on a cliffhanger, they're like, fuck.
Yeah,
Or if it's like, oh, the end is bad, I don't want to...
Yeah.
Maybe Game of Thrones is to blame, too.
Well, not I'm saying Game of Thrones and other TV series of, like, that ilk, where final has been dog shit.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, hey, it saved me from... If they had nailed that last season, I would have had to watch Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't have been good for me.
A bet with yourself, or
no? It's just like it would have been like, "Hey, Stranger Things."
Oh, like it's worth seeing.
Like, not only is it a decent like build up, but they nailed that ending.
If they nailed it, then Stranger Things becomes like one of the things.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, becomes, very true.
It would have been, honestly, it would have been the same with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if they had like nailed that last season. Imagine,
Imagine. Stranger Things is crazy for the tonal difference between season one and the rest of the show.
Yeah,
that's like never meant so. It's crazy, man.
Anyway, I guess like the DC, we've barely spoken about the DC stuff. It's more just the industry pissing us off.
Yeah.
And DC love to make bad. DC are lucky that Sony exists because Sony shit the bed constantly.
Oh, DC gets kind of like, they get a little shielded in that way.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, they just get a little diarrhea on their feet with the splatter.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just like, oh, that's going to stink.
They look over and there's
Sony just rolling around.
See, I think that, but also that being said, Spider-Man, that's a Sony movie.
Yeah, that's
true. That's the one patch of Sony.
It's not being managed by Sony. Yeah.
No, but like, one patch of Sony that's somehow clean.
Yeah,
but again, like, I don't know if you could shit the bed that hot. Like, because, I mean, this movie's going to make so much money.
Yeah, they can shit the bed forever. Who cares?
Yeah.
They're buying so many, like, fresh pairs of sheets because they don't care.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the Spider-Man sheets that they got, that means that's great. They can keep shitting the bed with their Sinister Six films.
Yeah.
Damn.
But DC are, like, quietly shitting the bed constantly and have been since 2013 because they're chasing the highs of $1 billion.
Yeah.
And they just can't get there. They got there with...
Aquaman.
So funny.
Well, I wonder if that goes some way toward explaining Lobo's presence
maybe
in Supergirl, where they go, fucking Jason Momoa, is he the ticket? But well, Supergirl is such a crazy movie where because they kind of put it out to die, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Where they go, because like, so if you think about like, this is absolutely not to blame for the entirety of Supergirl's failure, but I think it probably does play some small part. If you think about the movies that we've had recently where they've released a sequel with a female protagonist, right? Like Mad Max Fury Road. There's another one on the tip of my tongue, but I cannot remember what it is. Yeah, maybe the Marvels, but there's one where, because again, this is anecdotal, but when people came out and were like, Mad Max Fury Road, when I see trailers for it or whatever, all the comments of people being like, I don't care, it's not Max.
The titular
it's
Max.
Not Mad Max. Why would I watch this?
Yeah.
I want to watch the Mad Max movies. I don't care about a movie about some lady that doesn't, that gives me. So already they had that where you go, everyone knows Superman. And you go, well, but here's the Supergirl movie. People are going to be like, well, who cares? I like Superman. I don't care about Supergirl. And then it was released like what? Like
A year?
It was less than a year.
Less than a year after Superman. Yeah. Plus, the previous Supergirl movie did terribly.
Yeah.
So even if you were considering...
I think the Superman movie didn't do as well as people wanted it to, and, even though they came out and went, no, we're happy with this.
And what's more, if
And in an era of, like, also, people kind of getting sick of superheroes.
Well, yeah, that, but also that if this was going to be the next movie in the DCU, what people are expecting is another, like, area of the DCU. Mm. If they'd been like, and now it's the Batman movie, people might have been like, oh, I'm more likely to see that. But if you go, it's Superman again, plus it's Girl, plus the last one sucked, plus you just saw Superman a year ago.
Yeah.
The movie kind of never had a chance, really.
Exactly.
Plus we're taking no risks.
Yeah. Plus it's not interesting.
And it's the James Gunn universe, but it's not, this is the only thing so far not directed by him.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, like, there was, it really was it put out, like, you know, if you were to put on your tinfoil hat, you could be like, they didn't want this movie to do well.
Well,
they did not give it a chance, really.
I think that it was probably in production. They weren't letting it take any risks because they were like, no, we need this to be safe because we're taking a risk by making this movie.
Mm.
And then they made the movie boring bullshit.
Yeah.
So then they're like, see, you couldn't even make a good movie. Mm. It's like, well, I might have if you let me.
Yeah.
Like, I do wonder if, again, you'd have the production where it's like, hey, don't rush this. Let's not put it a year after Spike's
I am withholding some information that could answer some questions.
Okay, cool. Oh, interesting.
So I was like, you could have been like, okay, let's see how Superman does. The reaction about it.
Yeah.
People, what they like, what they didn't like. And then using that, then, you know, put some of that into the Supergirl film.
Totally.
Because again, that's also what helps when you have a bigger production, like bigger release time frame. And you saw this with Marvel when they did, they were filming like six movies on the volume back to back.
Yeah.
Like it was a fucking silent film and we had different sets in like one corner. And then, so when the problems of the first one that they released were there, they went, oh shit, we can't rectify them for like four movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
Shit, the next four movies are just going to cut.
And they're going to have the same, if not worse, problem.
Yeah.
Fuck. And so, yeah. But I'm guessing the next question was going to be, has there been currently like an autopsy almost of the Supergirl film of why people think it had failed? And I guess that might be leading into
the part of information I'm withholding is James Gunn's contract is until 2028. And with the sale of Warner Brothers, if Warner Brothers is bought by Paramount, they're not going to keep James Gunn.
Oh no, those contracts are like null and void.
Yeah,
almost, right?
Yeah, but also 2028 is like next year.
Yeah,
that's the end of his slate.
Yeah,
and he hasn't announced anything after that. That's crazy. It's almost like he knows. Or alternatively, they're like, "Don't greenlight anything because you're not going to be around for it."
Yeah,
or don't greenlight anything because the moment this gets sold, we're going to have conservative Batman, conservative Superman, conservative every character.
Damn, dude.
Or they're like, and if I was
so like, again, this isn't basically James Gunn isn't making a DCU.
Yeah,
he's making his Superman trilogy.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if he's been behind the scenes, like pegged to do some more stuff for Marvel.
Yeah, it could be.
Like to be like, hey, your contract, as if there might not be any news about this. I was like, hey, your contract's up in 2028.
Yeah.
Well, 2028.
You're probably going to not be hired again, and they're probably going to sell it wholesale, whatever. I understand this. You know, you were fired by Fucko, then we hired you again, and blah, blah, blah. You know, we are refocusing somewhat with the Marvel, like, what we're doing, and the X-Men Does the X-Men interest you?
Yeah, do you want to do
the X-Men already has a director.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it's in like, but there's so many fucking X-Men.
Yeah, like, do you want to do an
X-Force?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so
James,
much New Mutants. Like, fuck, there's so much crap there.
Well,
that
it could happen only because, well, not only, but it could absolutely be the case. Marvel have a slate until the end of 2028 now. James Gunn has a job until 2028.
Yeah.
Man of Tomorrow is the last thing he's announced that's actively like in production, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm talking out of my asshole.
So I'm like, what does...
Which, it happens.
Yes.
You're telling me, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, because James Gunn seems to like the kind of weird, the obscure, and there's so much of that in, like, Marvel lore, but there's also so much of that just in X-Men. Like, if he's just like, oh, cool, give me, like, the Morlocks
with their
weird, fucked up power sets and, like, their grotesque kind of, like, you know, being shunned and living in the sewers.
Mm.
And let me be able to kill a bunch off because...
No one really cares, then lead into the
mutant massacre kind of stuff. Like, that does seem that, you know, could be appealing if
Absolutely.
You want to do something like that. Where it's like, yeah, it's a brutal tragedy linked to the X-Men. I don't know. If I was like heading Marvel, I'd be like, look, let's do some. I mean, it's Disney, but like, you know, we do like the PG stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
But maybe we can dabble in some more, you know, adult content.
Yeah.
Like what he did with his Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, they've got the money.
I mean, honestly, I wonder if they go James Gunn, come back, do Guardians 4.
Or do Guardians 4.
Like,
yeah. Do one for me, one for you. You do Guardians 4, you can do blah.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a Peter Quill solo movie or whatever, you know?
We
like,
need a guy.
Yeah.
Because then that becomes like a bit of marketing Marvel can do where they go,
yeah.
He's back.
Guns back, bitch.
Guns back. And he's bringing the big guns
back. For the hottest movie of the summer. Yeah. That sounded like a South Park parody. Yeah. That was unintentional. Yeah.
So,
just came out of me.
Yeah, so what we know, they haven't actually confirmed this, but because movie studios lock in dates before they say what the movie actually is. So like when you look at a release schedule, it'll be like 2028, untitled Marvel movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Or unknown Marvel movie or whatever. So we now know that in 2028, it's X-Men, Ghost Rider, Black Panther 3, probably in that order. Black Panther 3 is definitely the last of the three because that one has a release date.
Yeah.
Mm. So Secret Wars is going to come out. They're going to be like, hey, it ended the fucking X-Men.
X-Men are here. Isn't that good?
And you get to see that fucking movie next year.
And then they'll probably announce some bullshit within like a few years. We're going to get Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah.
And people are going to shit, piss, come in their
Everyone who's going to care about that's going to be dead from old age.
Of course. Yeah. And then people for some reason are going to care.
The Gen
and
there's going to be this fuckwit being like,
that series sucked.
Yeah, dude.
Why do you want to see that?
Because
dude,
what if Hawkeye... Devil's Advocate, Civil War, the movie has its issues, but is pretty good. Comic book makes me sick to my guts.
Fair point.
If Captain America got shot with a time gun?
What if, though?
Age of Ultron in the comics, complicated and interesting character. Ultron in the movie sucks ass, so who knows?
Good point.
The comic book, nothing makes... you take a good comic book, you make a bad movie. you take a bad comic book, you make a good movie.
You make a weird comic book, or like a low comic book, and you make one of the highest grossing movies ever
of all time
because you had three fucking Spider-Men.
Exactly, dude.
Don't worry.
Well, Brand New Day is also sort of a loathed comic book.
Yeah.
Nowhere as much as the like, hey, don't worry, sell your wife to the devil.
Oh, yeah, because
everyone forget your name.
What the fuck is that arc called?
One More Day.
That's why, because my brain is combining that with Brand New
Day.
Yeah. Brand New Day was like kind of what they did, I think, which is kind of like a reboot.
Yeah, they're basically just like, hey, maybe some people can remember.
Zap me. I do not think that God is going to last past 2020.
I think you're right. What they might do, and this would be quite an interesting pivot, but it is something they could do. Clayface, it could probably tie to Pattinson's Batman.
Mm.
And if they want, they can build a new DCU around the Batman rather than...
Because they could they shoehorn what we've already seen into Batfleck stuff?
I think it would be a bit of a tonal shift. Well, the tonal shift's not such a big issue. It's just more like, I think it kind of takes away from Pattinson's Batman if all of a sudden you've got, like, you know that that's happening.
Yeah.
The same world. Like, it doesn't really...
Could they do a little bit of a, like, well, actually, the Patfleck stuff is a sequel. A prequel.
Yeah.
Where all that sort of happened prior, and then they sort of, when they do introduce Patfleck to Superman, they're like, oh, he's a bit older.
He's been doing it for a while.
He's 10 years in. He's not year two.
Yeah.
He's not year three.
I don't know if Robert Pattinson will want to do another Batman. That's another thing that
I'm thinking that even about James Gunn. I was James Gunn and my contract was up with DC, my contract was up with Marvel, and I was like, man, maybe I just make like a non-superhero movie for a change.
I was also thinking, either like, am I done with this? Am I too old for this? Do I want to take a break and maybe make like an independent little like... you know, just about a chef who just gets a little van and goes around.
Yeah, do I want to do my chef?
Has no stakes in that film, but maybe it's fun.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
The difference between Chef and James Gunn's filmography is James Gunn, when he makes superhero movies, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
When he makes a movie that's not a superhero movie... or it's super, he loses a lot of money.
He loses heaps of that money.
Chef was made for $11 million and made $50 million. So that's a pretty good return on investment. James Gunn's last non-superhero movie was Super, and that was made for $3 million.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, 2010.
Wow.
He wrote and produced the Belko Experiment, which is a movie that I think is bad.
I've heard it not being good.
Yeah, well, hey. That was made for $5 million and made $10 million. $11 million. So, that's nice. Hey, well done, James Gunn.
Well done, James
Make
Gunn.
Make Scooby-Doo 3, James Gunn.
Yes! Dude. Return to Spooky Island.
Return to Spooky Island and make it that adult one that you wanted to make.
Yes, dude. Come on.
Yeah, cause like, I guess he's getting older. How old is James Gunn?
I don't know. Like, 50-something?
Yeah.
Probably.
60. Yeah. He just turned 60. Happy birthday, James Gunn.
Happy birthday,
like, yeah, you
Gunn.
Could be like, well, yeah, maybe I want to either, you know, give this to, like, you know, the next gen or, like, you know, like the younger.
That's something that Hollywood loves to do. They go, I'm 500 years old. Yeah. I should handle this to the younger generation. Just kidding. I'm going to make one more movie.
Yeah. Well, look, that problem ain't just in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But, you know, or he could, like, have that as a mentor role.
If we meet a younger person that could take my spot in any podcast, I do.
Oh, God, I'd be so happy.
I would be like, hey, I'm passing. Yeah. Although, that's the thing. Legacy sequels don't work.
No.
You pass the baton.
Yeah, the baton.
The baton.
You want the baton?
Yeah. You go, hey, here's the baseless speculation, baton.
Yeah.
And then the kid goes, thank you. And then they make an episode and everyone goes, we hate this.
They go, bring back Joel Douche.
And I go, hey, kid, can you pass me back the baton?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, your couple of episodes have made you real.
Yeah. You're real in the universe of baseless speculation.
In 15 years, people be like, God, I wish that kid. He was actually my favorite host.
Yeah, he's actually great.
Even though everyone said it sucked, it was actually good for me.
Yeah.
And then at that point, when with baseless speculation kid, they'll pass you back the baton.
Yeah. Because you'll be dying. Yeah. We'll have no other choice other than to digitally de-age you and bring you back.
I do wonder, because, like, Kevin Feige, he isn't a director. And
yeah.
I don't think he has dreams of being a director, because if he had, that would have happened by now.
Yeah, you'd think so.
And it feels like they needed, again, the DC needed someone, like, in that role where, like, I'm not directing, I'm just helming. I got my, I'm fingering all these pies, drippy pies, but I'm not directing it. I'm just fingering the pies.
Yeah.
And it feels like if you're directing the pie
and also fingering the pie,
it's like you just don't have enough time.
Absolutely, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And it feels like they needed a pie fingerer, just, you know, and I reckon Gunn should have been that pie fingerer to do that, and that's when you get like, oh, someone else is doing Superman, someone else is doing this. But don't worry, my fingers are all over
that
exactly. Pie.
Well, that's kind of what I think we sort of expected, you know, but like it's so funny.
And again, I had faith in Gunn. It's sad because I still kind of do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, because even now, all this stuff happening, I'm like, it's probably studio interference.
Yeah, well,
but that could just be me huffing that copium. I don't know.
I just think it's so funny that by 2028, another DC universe could just be dead in the water.
Yeah.
And that, like, the really obvious choice this whole time, because it is what works, is just to do standalone DC movies.
Because DC are good at that.
Yeah. Like, most of the time, those movies are pretty good. Yeah. Like, when they're not really connected to anything else. I mean, like Batman, like, you know, Nolan's Batman. Yeah. Everybody loves Nolan's Batman. People don't love the third one so much, but like.
No, not so much. Because it's stinky.
Yeah.
Because when Snyder's Superman, the first one, Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Yeah. When that was announced, because it was like, Nolan was sort of an EP and like the other brother was like a producer. I forget exactly the thing, but there was like this connection somewhat in like the production of it was. And that was like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
And people thought they were just going to like either do a superhero, like Superman, like standalone film or standalone trilogy. But then like, no, it's going to be this big thing. Mm. But it's like, but we have Batman. And that Batman's beloved.
Yeah, why not?
And you're not putting that Batman in this because it's a different thing. But that one was beloved. So now, why are we doing this?
Yeah, what's going on? And then, like,
and
from that kind of point on,
strange.
You know, all of a sudden we're just kind of like adrift.
Like, it does feel like it was basically, kneecapped from almost the word go.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you had that, like, that prestige cinema, my God, from, like, the Nolan's Batman.
Exactly.
So then go to, well, you know, we're still continuing that prestige cinema, and here's a Superman that will let you jump to your death if you're about to kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Superman, your daddy's Superman. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
His dad has some interesting lessons to partake to pass on to his son. And so they got, like, I feel one of the worst people to helm that series, because it was this guy who maybe understood the aesthetic of a superhero.
Mm.
Well, didn't understand.
There's great interviews with
Snyder.
Snyder, thank you. With Snyder, where he's like, yeah, man, if I made a Superman movie, he would not at all behave like Superman.
Yeah.
I would actually kind of be making a movie about how bullshit Superman. Yeah. Like, he was not going in with the opinion of, like, I want to make a good Superman movie.
He should have made the Homelander film.
Yeah, which is chill. He's fine.
I do find it really funny, though, that people, especially, like, Snyder fans are like, this is gritty and real.
Yeah.
Mm. But then anytime there's any changes in any superhero movies that aren't directed by Zack Snyder, they go, this isn't the comics.
Yeah. What do you want?
So funny. But yeah, it's
Batman,
like,
should have six guns.
Yeah. like in that comic where he has six guns and a beard.
Yeah.
God, that rules.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny if you think about, like, we had Nolan's Batman trilogy.
Yeah.
Loved, again, the third one, not so much, but everybody goes.
But even people still like it. People like it.
Idiots love that last movie. Yeah.
But they go, damn, the Dark Knight.
And if that's you, listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. But then after that, it goes from Man of Steel to Batman v Superman.
Well, Man of Steel, you've got to remember, for a little bit, was they were really trying to get, because that's produced or written
by
one of the Nolans.
Yeah,
and, like, I remember the trailers for it, and, like, they were trying to make it, like, this event.
I was excited by the trailer back in the day.
They were also, like, even up until after the release of the film, they were like, maybe it's a Nolan universe.
Maybe.
Well, and I think because everybody was like, damn, Nolan's Batman was the perfect Batman, to have a Nolan Superman, everybody was like, that's the next logical
choice. I think also at some point, like, even Nolan was like,
maybe. Oh, good.
They could appear in the same studio.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
But also feel like Jonathan Nolan was probably really, really hoping that it was.
Yes, totally. Of course.
And then because they didn't, it just kind of, again, as I'm saying, that they basically kneecapped themselves from the very start. And then, getting Snyder on that. Again, that man, look, I'll happily say, in terms of aesthetic, he is very
apparently
good.
Apparently he's nice.
And, he's an extremely
Sweetheart.
Nice person.
Yeah.
Banned sugar from his set, though.
Yeah.
He's sugar enough.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Fair enough.
And like I say, he seems like he's a very nice man.
Yeah.
And again, if you want a film to who understands the male form and the male figure...
Yeah.
Like 300, oh.
Oh, Nelly.
Like, he's very good eye for, like, a shot. Like, a good aesthetic. But it's all surface. There's no substance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know, he'd be a good, like a DOP almost, but, he's very good at the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, he puts so much effort into making sure Henry Cavill looked like a god. Like,
making sure
he looked like this... Something that is beyond human.
Yeah.
This
and then
chiseled,
made sure he acted beyond human as well. Kind of put him in a situation where it's like, no, this fucking makes sense.
Yeah.
And also, what if the dad was a hurricane dad?
Is that good? Let's replace the cancer from the comics or the brain tumor or whatever.
The heart attack
with a hurricane.
That makes,
I think that's
the whole thing is Superman can't save everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what if in this time he could save everyone but just didn't?
His dad shakes his head and says, don't do it. And
what
he's
if we have
a good son listens to his daddy.
Time to die.
What if a good son listens to his daddy? So if you see a bunch of kids about to drown and my son is like, so shouldn't I have saved them?
You say, let him ride.
You should have drowned too, kid.
No, you give even less of a committed response and you shrug and you say,
I don't
maybe.
Fucking know, dude. I'm just like
I'm a human man.
I don't know, kid.
I don't got the answers.
I don't fucking have
maybe you should have let those kids fucking drown. I don't fucking know.
No,
I didn't want kids. Your bitch mother found you.
God damn. No child rearing book has a
fucking
instructions for what to do about a
you
Superman
know what?
Baby.
We were childless and I was happy.
Yeah,
we were fucking dinks.
Superman.
And then your mother finds some fucking COVID baby.
Damn it.
You. Where's the goddamn hurricane?
Whoa.
Anyway, this is
that's scary.
Yeah.
This is all building just towards Man of Tomorrow, and how do we think that's going to go?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's not going to make some money.
But you think it's going to be a good film?
I reckon it'd be an all right film, but it ain't making a billy.
I'm gonna fall for the same trap that everyone fell for with Superman, including us, and I go, this is a lot of characters for one movie.
Who's in it?
Superman, Lex, Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, Jimmy Olsen, Rick Flag Sr., The Engineer, Brainiac, another Green Lantern, Supergirl, Blue Beetle, Martha Kent.
How much did the Superman movie make? Out of curiosity?
I think it was like 600 million.
This movie is not going to make a billy, and you can spin the wheel on that. I will claim that this movie ain't making a fucking
billy. That seems
billy.
Like a pretty safe bet, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to drink poison or have to read War and Peace at the same time I'm reading War and Peace.
Read two copies of War and
Peace. I don't know how that'll happen.
Okay, if Man of Tomorrow makes $1 billion, Joel Zammit will be...
if it's 50 bucks.
Going bowling alone for potentially a second time.
I don't really work on my bowling.
Yeah, dude, you're going to get good.
Yeah, man.
And then you can start hassling people at the alley.
Yeah. Well, you become a local figure.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you're bowling alone and you bowl a 300. Whoa. And then just no one's there to see it.
God damn, dude. And we won't believe you.
No, yeah, I know.
Why would I believe you?
Yeah. Bowl a 300, it's absurd.
Exactly.
God. That's awesome.
Do you reckon I could bowl a 300 in private and tell you and you'd be like,
No, I don't think so.
No.
You don't think I could bowl 12 perfectly executed bowling balls down a slick oil lane?
You could. I think it's but it's you telling me.
If you told me, I would not believe
you. You think I'd just sit on it then?
You couldn't do that.
I think you'd do it.
Yeah,
I have secrets. One of those secrets could be that I bowled a 300.
Once again, the question was, if you told us that you bowled a 300 while you were bowling alone, would we believe you?
Yeah.
The answer there is, of course, no.
I think that, obviously, any of us could bowl a 300 if we were lucky enough.
No. I've seen you bowl. I don't even believe you could bowl a 100.
He said lucky enough.
Lucky enough.
Even if he was lucky enough.
If an eagle... flew into the bowling alley and then maneuvered the ball enough to knock all the pins over every single time.
Fair enough.
Again, lucky.
Yeah, the universe aligns.
He could be lucky enough that an eagle steals the ball. I forgot about that.
Or if he was just bowling through an earthquake.
Exactly. Whoa. I'm guttering all these balls, but still getting strikes.
Man, this rules.
Damn, today's crazy.
Lights are falling, but I'm getting that 300.
Am I meant to be at work?
How long would an earthquake have to go for it to be a constant... you'd go down in history books because they'd evacuate the lane. You're not listening.
I have to get out of here. And I say,
I'm on a roll. Oh my God.
Only is my lane getting all strikes, every lane is. I'm currently on track for the first ever simultaneous 320
and they
lanes.
Said there's been an earthquake every 5 minutes. You have to get out of here.
This building might be a
2012 scenario. I don't know.
I'm on a string.
No. 300.
Yeah, 300, dude.
Not 2012, 300.
Yeah, man.
Hey, look, if you're a DC fan, don't worry. Star Wars is just as much in the shit.
Yeah.
Big franchise, and honestly, Spider-Man making this much money is going to confuse the fuck out of Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't think that Spider-Man being one of the biggest movies of all time is not good for Marvel.
No.
Not really.
It's confusing.
None of the box office trends of this year are going to be good for movies.
No.
Because studios aren't going to know what the fuck to do except to make Michael 2.
Yeah.
Tuchel.
Because
Tuchel.
We've got Tuchel, and we've got 2 to see, and we've got... brand new today.
Yeah.
These are the films we're making.
And if I was Marvel, because I think the people that went to see Brand New Day are not the same people that are going to go...
Two Story 5.
But yeah, the people that went to see Brand New Day are not the same people that are going to go see Doomsday, necessarily.
No.
You know?
No.
That's like people who know Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then they go, you want to see Doomsday? And you go, I don't know what that is.
Who's that?
I said it last time, which was like, it's because kids.
Yeah.
Kids are going to go see Spider-Man.
Mm.
Like,
kids
love Spider-Man. Do they love Doom? I don't think so.
No. Also, people know Spider-Man.
Yeah. Another thing, and we're guilty of it here too, but I've heard it on other places as well. People could be like, Spider-Man always makes a fuckload of money. The MCU Spider-Man movies didn't crack $1 billion until the third one.
Yeah.
But then, like, they would release the same year as, like, other Marvel movies and do the worst. Mm. Spider-Man wasn't, like, it was, it printed money, but it didn't print $1 billion.
No.
And then just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They put in, well, they go, hey, remember old guys?
Remember, two Spider-Mans? Here's some more. And maybe it's a Spider-Man right now. It's like, we're actually all very wrong, and it's all just nostalgia. Everyone loves Spider-Man because they're remembering Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So they're Spider-Man, it's perfect time for Spider-Man.
No Way Home didn't make $2 billion, Brand New Day is about to beat that as well.
Yeah, damn.
Good.
Like this, and hopefully people forget No Way Home.
I agree, dude. I think it's just that Spider-Man is like the one of the maybe...
I'm thinking like the goodwill it's
enduring. Like, I think that's the trick, is that the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies are like... truly beloved, and like not just beloved as a movie, but they're
still fighting for my life that Spider-Man 3 is actually fine.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, man, me too.
I think it's
me
great. Too. But those movies, like even kind of like
Far From Home made $1.1 billion. I was wrong.
Okay. But even like outside of their like the quality of the movies, they've become like a part of people's childhood.
You've got the cartoons, right? Like whatever iteration you watched, but you've also got like the Across the Universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Those movies, not only were they good movies, like say good superhero movies, they were just good movies.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like a lot of goodwill as well. You've got decent Spider-Man properties that have come out. Like you've got the two Insomniac games that came out as well. People are like, these are great.
Like across the board,
time with
this. Not everybody loves the Amazing Spider-Man movies. Okay,
no, that's they're not
that's
good.
Fair. Me, yeah. I personally, I love them. I saw a clip the other day that made me laugh heaps. A scene I'd completely forgotten about.
Goblin
appears for the first time. Yeah. The movie spends like more time than it should having both Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy be like, "What the fuck?" Like he's down there and he's like, And Spider-Man's just like,
"What the fuck?"
And then it cuts to Gwen Stacy and she's like, "What?" And then it cuts back to Spider-Man and he's like, and it's like way too long.
Yeah,
I think that movie's
what about the
a
first
great
film
comedy. Honestly,
where, you got fucking Dennis Leary is there as a cop, whatever.
Yeah,
but they're like
Gwen Stacy's dad.
Yeah.
Captain Stacy.
Man, Spider-Man's got to flip from like one side to the other. How do we do this? The cranes. Hey, New York construction workers.
Rocks.
You love Spider-Man? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Can you move the cranes a little bit?
Still a good line.
Yeah, but you're reminiscing about the wrong movie.
No, but it's the same sentiment, you know?
It is the same sentiment.
Yeah, but you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. That's funny, because then they throw rocks at Green Goblin.
That's awesome.
The cranes are really like, it's like standing and saluting.
Yes.
We got it.
They love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's one of us.
Yeah.
He's a blue-collar worker.
Fucking, I'll say, the MCU really wants you to believe that New York loves Spider-Man, and I guess they do. They dress up like him or whatever.
Except in No Way Home
where they kill him.
It's so funny. We went from, we got to kill Spider-Man for killing that hero we love, Mysterio, to don't worry about it. We love Spider-Man.
And everyone was up my ass about this, but the way that they did the erasing the Peter Parker Spider-Man thing, they have kind of just been like, because I was like, it doesn't make, I was like, they haven't really settled on how they want to do this, and that's going to make implications and problems no matter which way they go for it.
Yes.
And then originally I was like, so people just don't remember Peter Parker. You go, no, they remember Peter Parker. They just don't know he's Spider-Man. And then they release a post-credit scene where Peter Parker's getting digitally erased from photos. But then, if they remember Spider-Man from all of this stuff, like Spider-Man's existed this whole time.
Spider-Man then, killed Mysterio.
It should be maybe the New York should still hate him because
they
love
him.
Because Mysterio was meant to be their guy.
Yeah. Which is so funny that Mysterio was their guy. They knew him for like
also a
week.
Time jump, I guess. Know?
But also, I just don't believe that New York loves Spider-Man the way I do in the Raimi and Webb movies. Like, in those movies, I go, New York fucking loves Spider-Man. He's one of their guys. Yeah. But
there's moments in this MCU where, like, you're like, hey, Spider-Man, do a flip. That was great.
Yeah, I think it's like, it doesn't
have the same level
doesn't have
of
the same,
love.
The same energy as you mess with New York
it's
throwing
because,
rocks at Green Goblin.
It's
you know?
Also because, like, both New York, well, it's funny because the Cranes one is more of this.
Yeah.
Raimi's one is like kind of silly. I'd be like, hey, he's one of us. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But the like Amazing Spider-Man one is like, hey, we remember 9/11.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
Is it a Raimi movie or is it the web movies where where Spider-Man's in front of the American flag?
Like
he like gets on a flagpole and it flies behind
I think that's the Raimi one.
Never forget.
Because I know there was the scene between the towers that to take out. That was Raimi's
true,
Spider-Man.
True. Now, I believe there's a scene where Spider-Man like is just in front of the American flag in a scene. Maybe I'm misremembering, but I'm
either
pretty
way,
sure
we're saluting.
Yeah, dude, me too.
Yeah. Is it the final scene of the first one?
It might be. God, that's really
so
funny.
Good.
So I different guess, time.
Yeah. Yes, as we wrap up, because we've been talking a lot, so let's just...
It is. It's the final scene of Spider-Man 1 with Raimi. Anyway, now we know, and you can keep doing what you're doing.
Let's just, I guess we'll do... hey, if you want to email us in, BSBoys.
Yeah.
Not poise.
BSBoys.
That's
boys.
A different thing.
BSBoys@gmail.com. You can.
And look, we've been yapping our mouth, but let's just have a little taste.
Just one email. Pick a bad one.
Pick a bad one?
Yeah.
Pick one so that we end this episode that was all over the place.
All over the place.
With an email that totally makes sense.
Okay.
And by totally makes sense, I mean a bad one.
Yeah.
People go, I wanted to hear about the DCU, but they spoke mostly about Marvel. Guys I hate.
Yeah. There was a good 20-minute riff at the start, which, I forget what we did.
Yeah, it was funny, though. Okay, this one comes
This was a house-cleaning episode.
Yeah, exactly. This is from Dave Bourne. Hey, guys, hope you're doing well.
Full name for a bad email.
Yeah. Nice.
Hope you're doing well, and the ep you just recorded was a normal one. Yeah, more or less. Pretty, honestly, one of the more normal ones. Mm. Thought you might need some new wheel ideas, and you might enjoy these ones. An uwu stream, a la Tom Walker's infamous Waifu Wednesday. Stream a game on Twitch dressed as a sexy, within terms of service, anime character. Number two, solo speedrunning television.
Speaks volumes.
You have to watch the first and last episode. This is a reference to a behind a paywall show. Subscribe to Thumbcramps Plus. Mm-hmm. Me and Dusha do called Speedrunning Television, where we watch the first and the last episode of a TV show and then talk about it. You have to watch the first and last episode of a show that the other hosts know you hate and then do a mini report on the show in an episode. Everybody wants us to do reports. What's that about?
Here's the thing. And also, we're not Thumbcramps. Yeah. They're different guys.
They're different, completely different.
This is baseless speculation. And if you want to email Thumbcramps, you hit Thumbcramps up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. If you want to email baseless speculation, it's bsboyspod@gmail.com.
And if you want to email Plumbing the Death Star, you can't.
Yeah. One of those two.
If you want to follow baseless speculation on Instagram, you follow that at PlumbingPod. But Plumbing the Death Star and baseless speculation, they're different guys.
Exactly.
Speaking of those different guys, I think right now we haven't done a show yet, but look, if you are from the UK and want to see not this show, but Plumbing the Death Star.
Different guys.
First of all,
in the flesh, you can. Just go to sanspantsradio.com/events and you can be able to purchase some wonderful tickets. By now I will make the claim that probably some of us hold out.
Yeah.
But there is still...
That's a good claim. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I would love for that to be
there's
the case.
Like as of recording now, there's like 5 or 10 tickets left in a couple of the venues. Most of them are like 50% sold out. So if you haven't by now.
But we've been doing a bad job.
We've been doing a really bad job.
That's crazy to hear.
I'm aware. Yeah. So sanspantsradio.com/events.
And we're going to start doing a better job. So you're catching us in the bad job part.
Yeah.
So if you want a ticket, now's the time. Because
when we start
doing a good job, people will be like, the two is no longer a surprise to me.
Yeah.
They've been doing a good job advertising it.
Yes.
Three final wheel suggestions. Mm-hmm. Frogger. Okay. They do admit that this is a sort of adult circumcision, but close your eyes with the street. Close the street with your eyes closed.
Great. Jackson does that anyway.
Great. This is one I think is good. I like this one. Red card or forced walkout. Next time you're watching a movie you enjoy in theaters, one of the other hosts can pull a red card on you and make you walk out of the movie immediately.
That's funny.
That's really good.
To be sitting in a movie and then just lean over and tap you on the shoulder and hold up a red card.
Like, you've been enjoying this one? No.
Sorry.
I also really like doing it to Jackson because he can't drive.
That's also good.
It means I just get to hang out in the shopping center.
Yeah, we'll make sure we start seeing movies because there's cinemas where there's nothing attached.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I'll find ways of entertaining myself.
Oh, yeah.
That one time, like, hey, boys, why don't we go to this cinema? Don't worry, Jack.
What? It does seem like there's a shopping center.
I do like the idea of going really far away and we all have a red car.
What is it going to do for the next hour and a half, boys? Hang up the curb.
Yeah, but also, Jackson gets a red card and we're in the middle of nowhere. He's just going to go outside and jump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just like skip.
Look in bushes and stuff. Yeah, see what I can rustle
still
up.
When you catch trains, just having a jump when you listen to music?
Yeah, on the train. Yeah, I'm bouncing around.
No, I mean to the train station.
Yeah.
I can't remember who saw you. Someone saw you just jumping.
Jumping around. Yeah.
I was like, it's crazy we don't jump. You know, as we get older, we jump less.
Yeah.
So I just had a jump.
That's probably good, actually. That might
It's good for my bones, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Finally.
It's bad when you jump and when you land and you feel it go off your spine. You go, that never used to happen.
No, it's bad just waking up these days and going, oh, my knees are so sore. What's that about?
Knowing,
I Google it and they're like, maybe it's, once you hit like 40, like osteoarthritis could be a thing.
Yeah, have you tried and being like, 30 God again,
damn.
Idiot?
Yeah, is that funny to think there's no going back?
Yeah.
He goes, actually just going to get worse.
Yeah, there's things you can do like exercise, strength training. Haven't had the time.
Well, my body, despite it not being looked after remotely, I don't have any of those things.
Like, you're
I don't
not 40 have, yet.
I am not 40 yet. Yeah. I am 35 and a half ish.
Yeah. Look, again, I'm a couple months out of 40. This knee thing,
it's
this
new.
This is very
That's
new.
Worrying.
Damn, dude. Fuck.
And then finally,
fuck my old ass.
Clean the studio. You have to clean the studio alone on camera. And if the other hosts don't think you did a good enough job, you have to do it again. Thanks for all the podcasts.
Well, everyone will be cleaning the studio twice because there's no way. Like, you did a good job. Wrong.
Get back in there. I'm going to dirty it up. I'm going to pour a Coke on the ground.
Yeah, suck it up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, look, that would be nice just like as part of a thing that people just do anyway. I don't know if you know. I mean, hopefully it's not there because, like, yeah, yesterday I made sure.
Yeah.
Before, because you were recording last night with HT and Adam, and there was a lot of Uber Eats bags left in my beautiful kitchen.
Your wife's beautiful kitchen.
God,
in your wife's beautiful house.
Yeah, that Jackson loves to just ruin.
Oh, he loves to leave his mock up your wife's beautiful
in my
house.
Wife's beautiful
I do love
house.
To leave Tupperware in the house.
And Uber Eats bags.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I grabbed them all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I put them in front of the door to go outside.
That's a smart move on your behalf.
So I figured as they're leaving, they will notice it and put them in the bin.
Yeah.
Now, I genuinely hope that happened.
It did.
Good.
Handsome Tom shoved them in the bin outside.
Excellent.
Oh, the one guy you trust is the one who did it. That's crazy. No,
that's nice.
Did you and Adam see it before Tom did it?
It was really like in the...
I saw it mid-recording. When we took a little break, and I was like, we'll take that out when we leave. Okay. And then as I got up to when we were leaving, Handsome Tom just had it in his hands.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't even have a chance
to leave. Adam tripped over it. You know? I was expecting that. Yeah.
David Bourne goes on to say, thanks for all the podcasts. Hope the cops never catch up with you guys. Sincerely, Dave Bourne. Yeah. Thank you so much for the email.
Me too.
Dave, you please email us. The more emails, the better.
Mm-hmm.
We love getting them. Makes us horny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You called them milk tits or whatever.
God, he's a pervert.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys. Not fucking Thumb Cramps or Plumbing the Death
that's
Star.
Right.
But go see
that's different guys.
Plumbing,
go
the, Death
see Plumbing
the
Death Star in the UK.
Sensepredia.com/events. Yeah.
And
you can
sign up for
BS
Boys. And also sign up for Thumb Cramps Plus. You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Different guys, but both quality.
And also Imagination and Adventures Plus.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like, just sign up for lots of stuff.
Just sign up. Just go to Sandsmith Radio and go select all.
Twitch.tv/DushaForever. Donate $100.
Yeah. That goes to Dusha. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing you can do.
Yeah.
You just give me money.
Yeah, man, you should.
Just in case you're wondering, my car is still not resolved. It's been 5 months.
That's fucked up.
At this point, cops just come to my house. Anyway, see ya.
Bye. This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies, take no lie. Run, run, run. Damn. Run, run, run. That was spooky.
Hey, did you know that Plumbing the Death Star is touring the UK this September, as in next month?
That's right, starting September 2nd and finishing September 11th, never forget, Plumbing the Death Star is going to be performing live.
It has been 7 years since the three of us have set foot on your godforsaken country, so come see our godforsaken shows.
Go to sanspantsradio.com/events, Plumbing the Death Star cannot buy a tour. Go grab a ticket and get some frickin'...
That's right, cannot buy a tour. Please. Come join us when we make fun of our good friend for his slightest mistakes.
It's 8 p.m.
And we call him the biggest fuckwit alive.
Yeah.
What a dickhead. Zanspunt Radio. / and then a / why not? Event.
God
our
damn
friend's an idiot.